This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
See, here's the what happened last night is something that is kind of already etched in stone, and that's the Heat are a tougher organization than the Celtics. That's all. It's just bred differently. You know, there's a level of toughness that comes with being a Heat team that just doesn't come with other organizations. There's a reason why there are players that don't want to play in this organization. And do you know why? It's not because it's a bad organization. It's not because they're incompetent. It's not because they're led by somebody that's racist or, you know, whatever other issues that other franchises have. It's only one thing. It's always one thing. It's always been one thing. Oh, shit, they put you to work at that place. You're gonna work hard. You're gonna practice. You're gonna study. And if you don't, you're not gonna last long. And that's always the excuse. That's always, oh no, yeah, they're gonna wear you out. This, that. You know, that's another definition for, yeah, no, I don't wanna go and work hard. And then there are the players, right? The ones with character. I'd say, no, that's where I want to go because I work hard and I want to make sure everybody around me, because they go to other teams and they want to work hard, but then you got a bunch of slapdicks that you're playing with you. It's always that one problem with the Heat, and it's not their problem. It's their problem.
It's also the work hard and see results. It's not right. Just get yes. Driven into the dirt.
Right.
Thibodeau.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, but you also end up becoming a better professional. You're right about that. The results are there, dude. No agent could ever deny it. So when an agent has a client, he says, "Hey man, I can guarantee you this. You go there, you're going to be a better player." And that may lead you to a bigger contract actually. Here's the examples. Ba 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 ba. Every guy goes there, they go get bigger contracts somewhere else. So if you're willing to work, you'll get something out of it. And there's a toughness that comes with the Heat. It doesn't exist with Boston. It does not exist with Boston. And please, this isn't the old big three that they just had. And it certainly isn't the 80s. Those guys didn't take shit from anybody, bro. Okay? You weren't going to push Bird and Parrish and McHale around. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Get ready to get into a fight. You were going to get into a fight if you tried to get in. If you tried to get smart with those guys, you were going to get into a fight. Okay? And I'm going to give Garnett and Ray Allen and those guys, they had a level of toughness to that team too. These guys aren't tough. This is a finesse team. This is a team that can be punched in the mouth, you know. And Boston has the superior talent, right? Miami has the grit, has the determination, has the better coaching. Okay, so I don't think Mazzulla is going to be the difference in the next game. It's going to be about their talent overtaking Miami's talent and figuring it out. That's kind of the way it's going to go if it happens, obviously. And it should, because they are better. But when it comes to toughness, that's going to land on the Miami side every single time between these two franchises. Because this current iteration of the Boston Celtics, I would not consider them a mentally tough team, a physically tough team. And by the way, they constantly prove that every year. because they continue to fold in key situations. And yesterday they just gave away home court advantage. Not that they can't get it back easily and all that stuff and everything, and I don't expect the Heat to win. I you know, Boston's talent should take over. But they better find a little toughness somewhere, because you just gave life to the other team. Very dangerous. This is very dangerous what Boston did. Okay, even though I still think Boston should win, they did something very dangerous. You know, there's a scene, Gene Hackman, The Replacements, right? And he tells his team, you know, they underestimated you, because what they don't know about you is there is no tomorrow. And that is a dangerous team. Nobody wants to play a team that has no tomorrow. And so go out there and leave it. And if you're the Heat, that's what you're considered, the team that has no tomorrow. Nobody takes you serious. Vegas said you're a 14.5 point underdog. No, they didn't. They like, you had no shot. You have no tomorrow. And that's exactly what's going on right now. And they're a dangerous team. And the last thing you want to do to a team that has no tomorrow is to give them a little bit of hope. Because then they take that and then they run with it. So we'll see if the Heat is capable of doing it. See if they're capable of playing the way they're played last night on a consistent basis. You know, but at least they got life now. At least they can look in the mirror and say, you see, game one is bullshit. We can overcome it with game two. And Spo was stoic as always and was not acting surprised, did not act like he was happy to be there, did not act like, oh, my God, we shocked the world. No, nothing. It's business as usual. Well, like somebody asked me yesterday, what do you think, Spo? I said, Spo's thinking about the next game already. He's moved on. This game don't mean shit to him. He's not impressed. That's Spo. You know what's impressive to him? To get to work on the next game. Okay, all right. What are we anticipating they're going to do? That's Spo. He wants to get back to the chess match. He is special, man. I can't say enough about Spo. I mean, I just can't.